Welcome to the Menopause Conversations podcast. My name's Angela Council, and I am your host for this podcast. And this is where you learn all about menopause, what is happening to your body, to your hormones, and life in general. Everything is changing, and sometimes it can seem really, really confusing. But this is where the confusion stops right now. This podcast will share with you everything you need to know about how you can navigate your menopause transition with ease. So sit back and enjoy the show. Bye for now. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Menopause Conversations podcast. It's Angela here, your host for this podcast, and it's great to have you back. And this week, we're going to chat a little bit about the scales. Those scales, not the fish scales, the ones you stand on, you look at a number, and you use that number to define your worth. So let's dive in and have a bit more of a chat about this. So I find that many women who work with me and who join my programs, their biggest goal is to lose weight. And what they're trying to do, in essence, is not lose weight, is what they're trying to do is they're trying to shift a number on a set of scales. But scales don't tell you the measure of your health. Basically, it's just measuring a total of your bones, your fat tissue, your any water that you might be holding, and all your skin. So it's just basically a measure of all of these things that are you. And they can change. And depending on when you take these measurements, it can be really inaccurate, because if one day you're taking you're jumping on the scales and taking your measurements, and you've just had a bowel movement, you've emptied your bladder, and it's first thing in the morning and you haven't eaten, and you jump on the scales and you get a number. And then the next time you jump on the scales, maybe you haven't moved your bowels for a couple of days, so your bowels are full, you haven't emptied your bladder, it's late in the day, so you've been eating during the daytime, maybe you've been eating foods which are not so great for you, so I've got a little bit more inflammation going on, you jump on the scales and the number is completely different. And so then you think, I've put on weight. But okay, the number's gone on, you've put on weight, that doesn't mean that you've put on fat. But what we often correlate is the number on the scales equals the amount of fat that you have. So that's what we're going to talk a little bit more about today, and particularly how it impacts women as they're coming through this menopause transition. So it is really important to understand that your body does change as you come through this stage of life. As your hormones shift and your estrogen levels start to come down and your progesterone levels come down, things change. But what's really changing a lot of it is the increase in cortisol, so stress hormones, the increase in what we call insulin resistance. So now your body is actually storing more fat rather than using it for energy. There's a decrease often in your muscle mass. So that's coming down whilst the other things are coming up. So this is why scales really don't tell us anything, unless you happen to have a set of scales which are what we call bioimpedance scales, which are able to measure fat, fluids, skeletal tissue, and all of that. That's different. If you've got those scales or you've got access to those scales, that's different. It gives you a more accurate picture. But if you've just kind of got the $10 set of scales you got from the local variety store and you get on them and that's what you're using, that's really not giving you a lot of information. Also, depending on where you set that set of scales also depends on the outcome. If you put it on carpet as opposed to tiles, then you could get completely different readings, even if you do get on the scales like 30 seconds apart. So the surface also plays a role. So these are not very accurate. And when we're using the number on the scales to determine our value, to determine our health, this is what's wrong. And look, I'm going to be really honest, because it's always been one of my drivers as well. It's like, jump on the scales, and what do the scales tell me? And even now I get on the scales
And if the numbers have gone up, there's part of me that says, oh, hang on a minute, you're not been doing things right, you've been eating the wrong things. I don't kind of immediately say to myself, oh, the reason why the scales have probably gone up is because you've been doing a lot more exercise, because right now you've been training for a multi-day hike. So what you're doing is you've been building a little bit more muscle, so you're a bit stronger. And whilst that might show as heavier on the scales, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're actually bigger than you were before. In fact, I know that my clothes are looser than they were before, because what I've done is I'm actually, muscle is denser tissue than fat. But it's not the myth that muscle weighs more than fat. That's just a myth. A kilo of muscle weighs exactly the same as a kilo of fat, but they take up different space. So a kilo of muscle takes up less space because it's denser tissue than a kilo of fat. So you can actually be your size can be coming down whilst your weight can be coming up if you're building more muscle. And when you're building more muscle, it's more metabolically active, so it's actually burning fat whilst you have more muscle. So we've got to understand how the body works. The body doesn't work based on a number on the scales. So because when we get fixated on this number on the scales, and I see it all of the time with the women that I work with, they get really hung up on the number on the scales. And it's like, and that you can get anxiety, got body image issues, can start to, then start going on diets to lose weight. And it's a really tough cycle to break, because this is how we grew up. We grew up in the era of diets, of making sure you were the perfect body, making sure you had the right weight. That's kind of what we grew up, that's kind of our conditioning, that a certain number on a scale defined who you are. But what is the perfect number on a scale? Someone who's only, 5 foot nothing is going to weigh less than someone who is 6 foot, because they've got less bones. So that's automatically going to mean that it's likely that they're going to weigh less. And so an ideal weight for someone who is shorter is different to someone who is taller, because I get asked this a lot all the time too. What is the ideal body weight? Well, we're all different. Some people are naturally bigger shaped, bigger boned, heavier set than other people who might be really tall. They might be tall, but they're very slim, they're very slight, and they have lighter bones. So there's a different ideal weight for each of them. If we stop using the scales as the measure of who we are, as the measure of our value, then what do? We look at our health. We look at our symptoms. Are you experiencing symptoms? Now, I'm not saying that you need not be worried about excess fat that might be sitting around your belly, particularly if it's never been there before. Yes, that's a concern, because that is actually metabolically active tissue, and it does increase your risk of cardiovascular disease, blood pressure, potentially higher cholesterol levels. So having this excess weight does have an impact on your health, but it's not to do with the number on the scales. It's more to do with what's going on with your body and the health of your body. So if you're able to move your body, if you don't have symptoms, if you feel comfortable in your body, then you don't need to worry about what the number says on the scales. It's going to go up and down. Some days, if you eat certain foods that cause inflammation, you might find that the scales go up, 500 grams. That's not fat, that's water, particularly if it comes back down again pretty quickly. So weight that goes up and down pretty quickly is generally water. It's fluid, and that's inflammation. So we do need to address the inflammation, because something you've eaten has caused a reaction in your body. And, sometimes if it's just a once-off thing, that's not a problem. But if it's happening all the time, then that can then lead to further health issues. So that's something that we need to address. But you're not addressing it because a number on a scale changed. So hopefully you understand the message I'm trying to give here is it's the scales are not the determinant of who you are. How you feel, How your body feels, how you feel in your body is the determinant. If you are experiencing symptoms associated with menopause, if you have high blood pressure, if the weight is now sitting around your stomach, which is not a healthy place for it to be because it does increase your cardiovascular rate. So, we look at the hip to waist ratio, and ideally we want it to be less than one. So that means that your waist is smaller than your hips, ideally, because the bigger your waistline is, so as it starts to get bigger than your hips, now we've got more belly fat, and that increases your risk of cardiovascular disease. And for some people who genetically have a history of cardiovascular disease in their family, this becomes a bigger issue. So weight around the belly, or what we call the meno belly, is not healthy, but it's not determined by the scales. It's determined by the impact on your health. So if you want to know a little bit more about this, and really you're starting to wonder whether or not you need to be concerned about particularly the meno belly or any symptoms you might be experiencing, I am running a free workshop where I'm going to explain this a little bit more. I'm going to go a little bit deeper into your genetic profile, the family history, and how that the risks, your health risks, can increase based on your family history, and why it is important to be looking at this weight you're holding around your belly, not necessarily the numbers on your scales. So 20th of May, we kick off the workshop. It's a free workshop, and it runs over 4 days, and it's called The Secret to Thriving in Menopause Without HRT. And don't be worried about the without HRT bit. If you're on HRT, that is completely fine. But most of the women that work with me are women who specifically don't want to be on HRT, or they're on HRT and they'd like to find a way to get off it. Because what I'm sharing is lifestyle. What I'm sharing is information about how your body works so you can make better lifestyle and food choices. I'm not going to be talking about the best HRT and pills to be taking. So that's kind of why I've just got those words without HRT at the end. So come along, learn a little bit more. If you want to register, as I said, we start on May the 20th. To register, the link is bit.ly, so bit.ly/menopause_workshop. And that's with a capital M and a capital W. So bit.ly/menopause_workshop. Go there and register. And then you'll be invited to a Facebook group, and come over there and join us. And I promise that you're going to learn a lot during the workshop, some things that you've probably never heard before. And my aim is that you get a better understanding and a broader view about what menopause is, the changes that are happening with your body, and how you can be in the driver's seat of your health as you age. So looking forward to seeing you at the workshop. And hopefully this discussion around the scales, hopefully it's given you a little bit to think about, that the scales aren't the driver of what's going on in your body. How you feel and how you look is the driver. So not necessarily ditching the scales, but don't use the scales as a measure of your health and your value. That's it from me. Please feel free to share this episode with your friends, anyone else you think needs to hear this message, someone who might be obsessing around jumping on the scales every single day. Just share this, show them how to listen to it on their podcast app. And if you enjoyed it, if you found the information valuable, please leave me some feedback, rating and review wherever you're listening to this. iPhone, if you've got an iPhone, then over on Apple Podcasts, that's great. It's the largest platform. But wherever you're listening, if there's the ability to leave some feedback, please do so. I go in and I check different platforms every so often just to see the feedback. So join me next week for another episode of Menopause Conversations Podcast. Bye for now.